This episode originally aired as a YouTube video. Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve. Dr. Laura Dabney here, and talking this month about addictions in the broadest sense. We're talking about any uncontrollable behavior and what's behind it. And today I want to talk to you about not being in love and addictions. So I hear a lot of people coming into the office saying they've got, you know, some problem of some sort because they're no longer in love. So they are you know, whatever it is, they're smoking, they're going off on trips with other people, they're having affairs, whatever it is, it's because, well, we're not really in love with him anymore, or I'm not really in love with him anymore. I love him, but I'm not in love, whatever that means. Okay, so this is the little lie we tell ourselves to continue our behavior that's uncontrollable, or maybe unhealthy, or what have you, something that we want to stop, but we can't. And we say, well, I don't want to put any effort into him because with our relationship, because we're not in love. Really what that tends to be under the surface, and the people who've come here and talked about that, what happens under the surface is that's an excuse for not wanting to face the pain of working. Work is difficult. I mean, it's called work for a reason. So work is not fun and it's a little painful. And people don't want to face what work means. And a lot of people have this fantasy that work means you're not in love. You understand that? So if we have to work on it, then we're not in love. When so ironic, because it's really the opposite. Laying the groundwork for intimacy and love to grow takes a lot of work. I always find this very striking because people who say this often work very hard in their other relationships, work in their friendships, their parenting. When these people were dating, they worked really hard. You know, dates don't just happen. You have to call and plan and arrange and make sure both people are happy with the date and what you're doing. So of course, a marriage or a relationship is not going to develop unless you put in some work. These are the people that I guess stereotypically, or we've heard about where the kids are all grown and gone and they look at each other and go, who are you? I don't even know if I like you anymore. Right? Because they let all the busyness get in the way and we're too lazy or afraid or whatever the term is, some negative emotion there to set down on the work. I've heard people say, it doesn't count. If I have to arrange a date on the calendar with my own husband, then this sounds very romantic. Well, how else are you going to get a date with your husband or your wife? You know, arranging it and working on it sets the stage. So when you are on the date, everything's done. Your time is protected. You've got hopefully somebody attending to you. You've got some nice setting and scenery. That's what fosters intimacy. So work does have to be done to maintain a healthy, intimate, loving relationship. And so if you're using an excuse as a way to explain your addictive or out of control behavior, think again. So as always, if you have any need for any help for any of your uncontrollable problems, please give us a call, 757-340-8800. We'd be more than glad to help you with that. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship RX Podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.